between the devotee and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what should be the subject matter upon us? Suppose if a big businessman is talking to his creditors, so anyone can suggest what is the subject matter of it. It must be about business. When a big businessman talking to his business creditors, what should be the subject matter of his talk? It must be business. Exactly. Bhakti means the transaction between the Lord and the devotee. Bhakti is the samanda vidya prema. The whole Vedic system is supported by the children of Mahārāja. Is Ananda, Abhidhya and prayer. Actually, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Vedic system is very complicated. The Vedic subject matter is to understand Krishna. And who can understand Krishna? There is a thing like Krishna. Gaunam janmanam altha manishnanam sahasyesu karti jagati siddha jagtamati siddhyanam karti jagati maha. To understand Krishna or God, it's not very easy to do. Manishnanam sahasyesu, how come many millions of human beings Pati Jagati Siddha, hardly one day he chants Pata Krishna. Hardly, not all. There are millions and millions of Krishna. But some of them come here in Vrindavan to achieve Pata Krishna. Not that everyone is eager to make Pata Krishna. Everyone is working very, very hard, like asses, dogs, to enjoy self-satisfaction, eating, sleeping, eating, depending, difficulty. The outcome of many things. We have to have a lot of work. third easy for this class. Thank you. Thank you. Try something new. Try something fresh. What is the value of life? How to help you value of life? When you start out, and those who are trying to achieve a vision, most of them are trying to understand the absolute truth, Paramahansa, by performing good works, charitable, for opening the school, solid like that. Why are they? For me means those who are aspiring to execute fire. Those who are asking for in fire action, they are called people, generally. Karma, Vikarma, Mahal. Vikarma means those who are acting against the truth of saving. They have become. And for me, it means those who are working. According to the direction of Veda, they are seen as chapter of knowledge. For me, because me, mostly, taking all that working under the direction of Veda, accept. So, after many, many years of such stories, one becomes game. Game. So, one who has understood the future truth is game. And that is perfection. A student. And some of them are yogis. They are also trying for opportunity. So, for me, I am trying to achieve the perfection by elevating themselves to the higher plan of system. So, the Lord will do it. Are trying to go further to march in the Brahma Valiant impartial Brahma. Everyone is trying to sit by it, and yogis, they are also trying to achieve 8 times of yogasiddhi, to become smaller than the smallest, to become lighter than the lightest, to become bigger than the biggest. And whatever the life loses itself, it's not good. That's good. So then, everyone is trying to be very good. One is not our first good. So two is able to be good. But only one. Then come to you. That's the form. Or form of the kind of form. They are all kinds of sick. The sick is not all. But some of them. Some of them are beautiful. Jatatama Bhutukhya. And those verses achieve perfection in the Prabhupada Garakanda, Yoga Brahma, Mystic Power. Jatatama Bhutukhya. We do not know this. But first two, I saw them. Many of them, millions of them, one time. So, to understand Krishna, it's not so easy. It's not as you are true by the mercy of Krishna. Not by the Sampakanda and Sampakanda, Guru Sampakanda. That is explained. Bhaktamam Vilas. It's in the right day. There's one term of the seven. Five. That's the thing. Karma Kanda of Jnana Kanda. And we speak global practice. So, Bhagavad Gita is the knowledge by which we can understand this time. Therefore, here it is said, in order to go for this yoga, this yoga is not a straightforward mystic. This yoga means bhakti yoga. And we find out from this Bhagavad Gita that the Akras Yogi, Jnana Yogi, Karma Yogi, Jnana Yogi, out of many yogis, Yoginanuji Sarvisham, out of many four yogis, those Yoginanuji Sarvisham, Sarvisham, one was all people. Antaratma is in the soul of the heart, who has accepted Krishna for the kingdom. Bhagavata Antaratma. So Jnana is aim and practice. Bhajatema, Bhajatemi Bhakti. Bhakti comes from the word Bhajatema. So this word has been used for the people who came here to the world. Yoginanuji Sarvesham. Bhagavata Antaratma. But the spirit needs always within the soul of the heart. It is an example as a gopi. They are not a business. Then to put the strong, always gopi. Gopi requested to stand, please, if he get out from our heart, then he can concentrate to our household. The gopi is a very friendly person. They are trying to receive you, he's in the heart. And we resolve this, kindly go out of our hands so that we can concentrate. They wanted to go, but they couldn't. They did not go to. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Dhamma Kati Upasana Bhagavadhu Varga Vita. There is no better method of worship. That it was done by the gopis. Because gopis always get Krishna of you. So therefore, they are the most perfect yogis. Because Krishna says, Yoginanuji Sarvesham. Bhagavata Antaratma. So Jnana is the same. So, they are perfect. The Sama Vishuddha Siddhana Prasiddha Siddhanta Siddhanta. The Vrindavan Dham is exactly that Guru who stands calling to put state of the Guru. That is stated by Sri Radhanatha, the prayer of Krishna. Tattva Siddhus Pajatirai Siddhus Tattva Siddhus Tattva Mandala Pudhusane Padar Dutsha Mandala Sane Mandala Pudhusane Mandala Pudhu means great leaders, political leaders, social leaders, they are called Mandala Pudhusane. State means a leader. The chief man is called Mandala in the name. Mandala Pati. And there are many villages. And above them there is one. Mandala Pati.
Rupa-gosvami was minister. Gradually, he had satisfied with many Vangalapur. Vangalapur to Rupa-gosvami was minister. अर्थात टू नाम अतेश मंडल को वन टू मंडल को अतेश नहीं सप्ताह टू नाम अतेश मंडल को सदा कुछ देवा संगीत And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this man, on his hand, is to retain his poor humanity. Those are not interested in his jobs. So, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, wanted to help Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, they also designed to exalt the post of Nitya. And Bhutya, Bhivamani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered them to go to Vrindavan and accept the best time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrindavan means it is the big town, Sri Goswami and Sanatana. So they came and became friendly, simply not a flower, but a flower. Why? Bhivamani is a teacher. So, his contribution of Bhakti Rasa to the Sindhu, Jitamana, so many other things, Jitamana, Jitamana, Satsanga, so that these four people, that they can find it, of his soul, and they deliver up that dog and Krishna. That is the gift of the Guru and Krishna. But from the evil point, they all of a sudden began to be among pastor and deliver up a minister. How they could leave the Krishna power. We are taking from that. But, see, we are following his body, sitting in a comfortable room, because we are not practiced to accept such serious type of Vrindavan. But it's difficult that we should not imitate unnecessary great things like supervisory. But cannot give up this. Not that. How I can give up the life of the materials of man. So abruptly to jump to imitate Rupa Goswami is not possible. This is another good thought of this kind of person. Don't imitate Sri Guruji. Better, gradually, try this down. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggested, Anish Pita Sukhilapan Sanuman. Don't try to change your garment. Better, remain secretly in your soul. But try to hear about the Supreme Lord from the realized soul. Anusitasitivatam sumuvam. In this way, gradually, you become the conqueror of the Supreme Lord. Ajita, the strength of which nobody can conquer. But if you simply hear of the Supreme Lord, then gradually you become the conqueror of the Supreme Lord. Those who are actually realized. Not Krishna business. So they are making businesses. To hear from them, to hear them. But you have to hear from really realized souls. So that is called Hanumanta of the Bhagavad Gita. Then, that was Sarsanga, is very, very important. Hearing of Saranam Jaitaram Vishnu, Saranam Sarsanga. But ఉత్తరం వందనం రాష్ట్రం ఉత్తరం చూద్దామని చూస్తున్నాం. Krishna. You are Krishna from your guru. That is it. Krishna, Devi, Devi, Putana, Tuma. Then you are 3-year-old child. So you have no chance practicing mystic yoga to become. Nowadays it has become a pattern to become God by mystic yoga. That kind of God is not Krishna. So, try to become Krishna. That means you are not Krishna. Now by mystic yoga, you have become Krishna. This theory is called ludicrous. Krishna cannot be, and one cannot become Krishna by some mystic yoga. So we are not talking of that Krishna, of that kind. You have become God by mystic yoga. Nobody can become by this, but they are thinking. Vimuktam mani, they are thinking that I have become Narayana, I have become Krishna, I have become God. Here in Bhagavad it is said, Vimukti mani, Vimuktam mani, thinking that I am not happy. You find many persons where they are thinking that now I have become God. This is another Maya. Maya, because Bhagavad says, how is it the Buddha? Jinnay Vrindapa Vimuktamani. So you are the Bhava, how is it the Buddha? Their intelligence is not yet to not yet to Jinnay Vrindapa Vimuktamani. So you are the Bhava. Because they cannot understand you. They cannot understand Krishna. Therefore, their intelligence is not yet unified. How is the good thing? Therefore, in spite of their practicing hostility and penance of very serious underway, how is the good thing? Parampada, although they achieve a Brahma requirement, impersonal Brahma understanding, how is the good thing of Parampada? Tataha, again they come there, Tataha, Jivadha, Bhajna. But there are many examples. They go very high, a planet smaller, from Nashik. Maybe Brahma Yagai, Samadhi Yagai, the fall of Brahma. But again they come down to the platform of Bhajna. So, Param padam bhagavat padam bhagavat. Why? Anadita vismadam raya. They do not want to be the best. Therefore they have no stand. No stand. And life they quite variegated. Like anandamaya abhyasa, anandamaya abhyasa raya. So they decide, I only sit down in this room. That is one kind of ananda. But when so many devotees come and speak and talk with them about Krishna, that is better. Real ananda. Ananda means it means if I eat alone, that is also ananda. I eat with many in a festival, in a function, and that is better. So, the jiva is anandavan. That by practice he was ananda. So nirvishesha, he is alone. It is that. That is not ananda. You have a feeling when you try to get a friend. After some hour, you want to get them. Because the impersonal sky becomes suffocating. Or you go in the sea. Yeah, I got not a sea. After 3 days, 4 days in the sea, you are entering. Very grand. Not only that, get the depression, get the when he went up to the spa, he was standing in front of us, looking down to the earth, very thoughtful. That was in the fifth. So, the living entity, without varieties of mind, he cannot exist when he realized. It's artificial to become alone without any society, country, etc. That is not honest. But because you have got very bad experience of the society, country, and love, in the material world, the Mahabhavi materialist, imagine Ananda to make it Jesus. Because you are getting bad experience of this material variety. That's what they want to make it zero. But zero cannot remain in the zero. That is our another zero. So when it goes to the zero, Arishakuchena Param Padam Padam. Zero means interstate between spiritual and material. Material God is the reflection of the spiritual. And spiritual was this real variety of heart. So the impersonal, because you cannot get information of the spiritual variety, Krishna Rāsadā, they think that this Rāsadā, he also became Māyā, that we call the Māyāvā, everything Māyā. Krishna that time is also Māyā, that we find. So, to understand Krishna, that you have tried to explain, this is not very easy. Manushkaram Sanskrit, the teacher is the Krishna. The Krishna is the Krishna. The yoga system, prayer, preacher, very preacher, addiction. The spiritual varieties of Krishna system. That can be understood by Bhakti Guru, Bhaktama Bhakta. Here, it is said, Manushanam Kasu, Bhakti Guru, Bhaktama Vishidhara, Bhakti Bhishman Tata. One cannot understand Krishna, Tata Bhakti, too. But that Tata Bhakti can be understood by Bhakti Guru. Vakyamāma vijāna, jāvān jatyāna, tattva. Sattvumāna tattva kum jatva. It's a way to go. When one understood Krishna in truth, then he becomes a candidate to enter into the spiritual. Only go out of my day. Before the creation, I was there. Krishna's form is not material. Because before material creation, you are there. The highest form can be material. Therefore, any person compares Krishna as material, his body is also material. Is a mula, abhijanam, kumara mula. man is in the world. That you have reached Krishna because he is playing just like a human being. Therefore, he is one of us. One of us. Therefore, just as the tribe is imitating Krishna, how can he get Krishna? Krishna is an ordinary human being. He is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna says, Vasta Parasaro Nasi. He is a Supreme Mayavadi, because they are in first place. They cannot understand Krishna. Therefore they think that I am a Kayamarasu. Kayamarasu. Krishna can say, Vasta Parasaro Nasi. He is a Supreme Mayavadi. That's how you can say. But Shabbat, he saw the activities of Krishna. Krishna killed Viputana Rakshasi and her 3 months old. Krishna, as a cow had bar, was saying, going daily in the forest. And he was killing Makasu, Makasu, Dharukasu, Kavali, Kutula. Krishna, as he said, the Govardhan did. So what is your record of activity? Sutila is meditating Ravikam Krishna. This is fine. Therefore, Gatatama Siddha, Krishna, he does not know of Krishna. And he is very thinking that I have become Krishna. That is not. Therefore, one has to learn the yoga system. By this, you can understand before learning Krishna. Janajina removes by learning Krishna, by learning Krishna, you can become the pure devotee of Krishna, not Krishna. That is not. You can even say that now I have become Krishna. Now, why should I go to see the temple of Krishna? I am Krishna. So they are in one. They are not. Therefore, this yoga system. How to understand Krishna? He is described by Krishna in his first chapter. Yajnangu sati yuvam prasvana. This picture must go. So, sun god, yoga sun. That means the sun god is also his devotee. Not only sun god, all the demigods. They are devotees of Krishna. Therefore, they are called demigods. And those who are not devotees of Krishna, they are called demons. There are two classes of living things. One class is called the devotees. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva. Asurakta Dhivarya. Those are devotees of Vishnu. Vishnu and Krishna are the temple. They are called demigods, and Asuras are different. And just the opposite now. That is even the opposite. You are the devotee of Krishna, but against the devotee of Krishna. That is what you call Ravana. He is very powerful, but you are not in favor of Lord Ravana. That is what you call Ravana. So whatever high qualification as soon as possessed. If you are not a devotee, you are a devotee. This is the confusion of the heart. The demons cannot understand Krishna. Only devota, the devotee, they can understand. And Krishna says, the six yoga system, bhakti yoga system, was first explained by me to the sun god. Sun god already understands. There are many planets, many gods, yes. Who sun god? He has the path. Yes, he is the god. Sukhdev is our planet. And this yoga system was being defeated by the parampara system, Vipassana. And here, the Jivasan, one of it, the Jivasan, Sandhya, this system of good is done for us. Purvastana one more again. Explain this yoga system to Maharaj Thakur. Maharaj Thakur is the subject of the Sutra on this planet. Thakur, Raghuvamsa, he said, dynasty, not Rajnambra, Thakur. So, Maharaj Thakur, then Maharaj Thakur sent to his disciple at Thakur. Son of disciples, there is no difference. There are two kinds of discipleship. By dynasty or by controversy. They both are sons and disciples. They are not disciples because they receive the knowledge from the real father or teacher. So, there is some part to do one to do.
Herein we find the history of the Bhagavad Gita.
All I got is this. This is the exact that. He was the real benefit of the city. But what did that? The other day, what did it? But it was not in the city. It is meant for the whole mass of people, the whole human society. The real leader of the human society, or the leader of the family, everyone should understand about this. Very nice. And this is the knowledge, the knowledge, the father should know the purpose of the world. And this is the knowledge to his son's daughter, family member, similarly, he has a presence. He must also know Bhagavad Gita. He said, Vinushan Manavetra, Manu Bhagavetra. And it is not a subject matter that I need to try it and keep it there. It is man called disillusion to the human system. It's the commandment of some man. The serious meaning this, that the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita must be spread forward. And not a mad interpretation. So, that is being done to some point. But we can see the all together.
Human life,
yes. Because human life is meant for this world. Human life is not meant for imitating the cat and dog. But as a Brahmadi, this life is meant for understanding between them. So it is not much. To see in college, everyone has a study. Prime Minister, the leader, the misleader, unfortunately, at least in India, they should have done it. Because now, the present political situation, Congress, they are also an example of at least they are supposed to follow. Example of Mahatma. Mahatma Gandhi has seen the photograph of Mahatma Gandhi. He's speaking to Bhagavad Gita. He had a thought. Where is the Buddha? Bhagavad Gita. In the second state of psychological situation, where is the Buddha? Bhagavad Gita. And it is being taught. It is by man interpretation. There is a defect. Bhagavad Gita has to be taught. All of us. I request that Mahatma Gandhi, before the cabinet, when Mahatma Gandhi, you are very devotee of our worship. Now, we have taught you a Sarat. Let the Sarat manage the death of the cabinet. You will see the worship. We can make it because we have to be with the respect that we did not. And he is with us. But if we do not do it, we go to good values. So, how are these guys going to work? Other in India. All our guys here, all over here, it is meant for the Indians. The sky is not meant for the Indians, for Hindus, or Sanatana. For his body, Sanatana. But we do not know what is Sanatana. Sanatana means teacher. But they have made it sectarian, the deep teacher of Sanatana. Sanatana is meant to be interested in eternal life. They are Sanatana. Jiva is Sanatana, God is Sanatana, and there is another word, there is called Sanatana, Sanatana. Sanat-sat-sat to Bhāra-bhūnya, Sanatana. So, the relationship between the Supreme Sanatana, Krishna, and the Subordinate Sanatana, living in the Sanatana Dharma, there is called Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means is Bhakti Yoga. Sanatana Dharma. But they do not know. Sanatana Dharma means having a fifth mouth and the forehead. So, Sanatana will explain. Only one of the people who will give you Sanatana. First of Sanatana Dharma is not. Bhakya Bhakya Sanatana. So, the time his teachers, people, Sanatana, who meet the Supreme Sanatana, and declare there is no Sanatana, there is Sanatana. There is Sanatana. Sanatana Dharma, that is his name for all human beings. The science is teacher. The eternal relationship, the human beings' eternal relationship with the Supreme Sanatana, that is Sanatana. It is not a criteria. Function. Oh, yeah, he says, in just a way about the past, he is function, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, that is really Sanatana Dharma. He chants Hare Krishna, he is the real Sanatana. Then,
and the executive heads of all states and all planets are obliged to impart this lesson to the citizens by education, culture, and devotion. In other words, the executive heads of all states are intended to spread the science of Krishna consciousness so that the people may take advantage of this great science and pursue a successful path, utilizing the opportunity of the human form of life. In this millennium, the sun god is known as Jivaswan, king of the sun, since the origin of all planets is in the solar system. The Brahma Sanghita, it is stated, the structure is the Sadhika Sakala Grahanam, Rajasthamastasuramurasitajaha Vishabhnaya Bhanati Shambhrishakala Sakru Uvinda Maripuri Samaham Vrishami. Let me worship.
The sun is noble in its own orbit. These are all. The three seven miles of the location. Vishabhnaya Bhanati Shambhrishakala Sakru. That is also noble. So, look at there, that is the good of the and to serve God with the good of the Lord. This has been a position to the power of the good in the Lord. The sun is also the control of the
Lord. Let me worship Lord Brahma's soul, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. He is the original person, and under whose order the sun, which is the king of our planet, is assuming immense power and
the king of our planet, all planets. Because without sunshine, we are all planets. The planet is in this planet. And we are all very proud of our eyes. Can you show me God? So, if you take these eyes, you will that when the sun god rises before our eyes, he can.
Yes. 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 Yes.
receiving immense power and heat. The sun represents
the heat. Immense heat.
The sun represents the eye of the Lord and traverses its orbit in the obedience to his order.
That body seen through the sun is that the sun is there. We may do something that is secret, like daytime, the sun rises through the beam of it. That is unbeautiful. You cannot conceive anything from the eye of the sun. You can see the beauty or the same by some situation. But he cannot do anything. Not only a son, he sings, but he's sitting within your heart. He shall have some of his karma and his future. Now how can hide your love? He cannot play hide and seek with Krishna. What?
Son is the king of our planet. And the sun god, the presence of the name Vivaswan, rules the sun planet. This is controlling all other planets by supplying heat and light. He is rotating under the order of Krishna, and Lord Krishna originally made Vivaswan his first disciple to understand the science of Bhagavad Gita. The Gita is not, therefore, a speculative species for the insignificant mundane scholar, but is a standard book of knowledge coming down from time immemorial. In the Mahabharata, we can trace our history of the Gita as follows. Reshta yuga dhau, satato vivaswan, manave dadau, manishtha loka bhuti adhartham, utayi svakade dadau, iksva punasa patito, yapsya, yokanya bhaktitaha. In the beginning of Reshta yuga, millennium, the science of relationship with the Supreme was delivered by Vivaswan to Manu. Manu, being the father of mankind, gave it to his son, Maharaj Vishvaku, the king of this third planet, and the forefather of the Ragu dynasty, in which Lord Ramchandra appeared. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita existed in the human society from the time of Maharaj Vishvaku. At the present moment, we have just passed the 5,000 years of the Kali Yuga, which lasts 432,000 years. Before this, there was the Dwapara Yuga, 800,000 years, and before that it was Treta Yuga, 1,200,000 years. Thus, some 2,005,000 years ago, Manu spoke the Bhagavad Gita to his disciple and son Maharaj Vishvaku, the king of this planet Earth. The age of the three Manu was calculated to last some 305,300,000 years, of which 120,400,000 have passed. Excepting that, before the birth of Manu, the Gita was spoken by the Lord to his disciple, the son god Vivaswan. A rough estimate is that the Gita was spoken at least 120,400,000 years ago, and in human society, which has been extended for 2,000,000 years. It was re-spoken by the Lord again to Arjuna about 5,000 years ago. That is the rough estimate of the history of the Gita. According to the Gita itself, and according to the version of the speaker, Lord Sri Krishna, it was spoken to the sun god because he was also a Kshatriya and was the father of all Kshatriyas, who are descendants of the sun god, or the Surya Vamsa Kshatriya. Because Bhagavad Gita is a great devotee, being spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this knowledge is known as Aparushaya, superhuman. Since the Vedic instructions are accepted as the law without human interpretation, the Gita must therefore be accepted without mundane interpretation. The mundane wranglers may speculate on the Gita in their own way, but that is not Bhagavad Gita as it is. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita has to be accepted as it is in the disciplined confession, and it is described herein that the Lord spoke to the sun god, the sun god spoke to his son Manu, and Manu spoke to his son Vishvaku.
If you are unable to hear it, people are so impatient that they cannot hear it. What is the question?
Since my hearing, Ani Sudhakarantanavani, each one should be here. Never mind, he intends to be home to me. I have rehearsed sometimes, we have done this every day, but let him hear, but he cannot say something to me. That is the modification observed in me by my Guru Maharaj. When he accepted me as a guru, and that time he recommended that he go on here, he does not go on. That was my point. And I was also hearing him and could not follow him. Still I was trying to do development. Let me hear. And you to hear what he's speaking. Not to understand. Even I cannot understand what he's talking. Still now. But I used to hear. That we are sisters. Here is no one. If he is alone, it is here, sisters. That becomes so sisters. Interestingly, it seems here is no one. Maya, it is. Get up.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.